Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We decided that if the Alleluia went up in flames, that would be an Easter to remember. It's delightful to have you here, and I greet you in the name of Christ. This is the day that Jesus rises from the dead. And in that gospel in Matthew, it is literally earth-shattering. The whole earth shakes as the angel rolls the stone away from the front of the tomb to reveal its emptiness. Jesus is not there. And this is the good news. We hear it every year. Death has been defeated. The promise has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The world has been turned upside down. I don't know that we always understand it that way. Something incredible has happened on Easter Day. Things are simply not the same. I mean, look who goes and tells the disciples that Jesus was raised. It isn't Peter or James or John, the disciple who Jesus loved. It is Mary and the other Mary. It's the women who are charged by the angel to go and tell the disciples. Go tell them where to go. Nothing new. I heard that, Cheryl. You said, yeah. That's what's happening. The world is not the same. This Jesus who heals on the Sabbath, who challenges the status quo of the politicians, who calls the religious officials into a new way of living, challenges what they've done and what they believe, their practice, it's all up in the air. Even death itself, that one thing about which we are certain besides taxes, is not certain anymore. And so what do? It's interesting that in the face of this earth-shattering reality of the rising of Christ, that we spend most of our time as individuals and certainly as the church trying to retrieve the status quo. One of the things that went into the tomb was the status quo. And it makes us nervous to have it disappear. It makes us nervous that Jesus is stirring things up. But you see, the resurrection is not just something spectacular that happened to Jesus. The resurrection is something spectacular that happens for us. It would have been enough just to have the great show, just to have the parlor trick of Jesus being raised from the dead. But it's the for us that matters. It's that the world has changed that matters. Who would have thought that this little band of Jewish folks who believed that the Messiah had arrived, that one day their little band would turn into millions. That literally, as some religious study folks say, religious scholars say, that it truly changed the face of society. It looks different than it did before Jesus. So why would we want to make it go back? You see, it's a shame that so much of our time and our effort goes into trying to undo the resurrection, to stuff Jesus back into the tomb because he makes us uncomfortable. Trying to reestablish the status quo, to keep things just as they are, because to change would frighten us. We fail God when we strive to retrieve the status quo. The angel says to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell the other disciples he is risen." It's the same thing that God says to us again and again. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Tell somebody. It's for you. It's for the world. For the whole world. As long as we keep it for ourselves, it's keeping it in the tomb. It's just a little bigger tomb. It's shaped like a church, but it's still a tomb. We managed to get the Alleluia with its balloons and not catch them on fire, get them out of the suitcase. Jesus is out of the grave. How can we get ourselves out of our tomb to be a light for the world? The resurrection is not just something spectacular that happened to Jesus. It happens for us every day and in every moment. It's unleashed in the Holy Spirit, in our faith, and in our lives. The world is turned upside down and the earth is shaken, and nothing remains the same unless we demand it. Unless we stuff Jesus back into the tomb and we roll that stone over the front of it. But the call of God's people, you, is something more. To be light, to be a blessing, to share the good news of God's life, of life itself, with the world. So Christ indeed is risen. He is risen indeed. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Now that is living. Amen.